Welcome back. Halftime here in the boys' game. It's 18-14 in favor of Clarinda. The girls' game, Atlantic wins 60-49 here tonight. So 21 for Harder and 14 for Williams, 7 for Schrader. And three players with six, Zoe Kirkhoff, Lana Winterstein, and Peyton McLaren. We're joined by Atlantic head coach Dan Vargason. Well, the Trojans started off 19-13, 38-19 and a half, 44-31. Could have made a good run in the second half, but you're able to come away and hold them off again, coach, and take us through the first half. It's a really good half.
Yeah, I thought we started the first half really well. Got the ball inside, and then we also hit the outside shots early. They were giving us corner threes, and Kirkhoff hit some. I just thought we did a really good job moving the ball, and again, getting the ball inside. That's been our bread and butter this season. And I thought we just did a really nice job of that. We were getting some steals and getting layups, and that's something that we've really focused on the last week. We didn't do that for a while. I think between Glenwood and Creston, we only scored 5 points off turnovers, and we really weren't getting that. And then the last two games we've been getting, I think we had 15 steals at Kemper, and then tonight we had quite a few more again. So the first half, that was kind of the story.
I think defensively the first four possessions for Clarinda, you stole the ball and made it into turnovers in that first half. You're getting, like I said, Williams and Harder. I know you want to get some outside, but you don't need it.
No, and the thing is, like, what's higher percentage than a layup? You know, that's the biggest thing. If we're going to get layups, we're going to take them. And we've talked to our guards, you know, assists are just as good as points. And sometimes, you know, in the current sports culture, people don't always feel that way. But our girls are to that point where if we're winning basketball games, that's what's important. And we're 9-4 right now. And last year we finished 9-14. So we're pretty happy in the locker room with that type of stuff. And you're not seeing kids pouting and putting their heads down because their stat line's not where it wants to be. We're about getting the buckets and winning the game. And so they're throwing the ball in, and then they know they're still going to get their shots. And if they're not falling, that can really change a game. So I've been very happy the way we're feeding the ball into the paint. And then also, you know, our posts are getting the ball out too. So it's not like if the ball goes in, it's guaranteed it's going to be a shot. If they're getting double-teamed or they don't have a look, they kick it back out.
Cardinals did make a run in the second half, and they got some three-point shots.
Yeah, they got hot in the second half. They've been not shooting the ball overly well lately, but they hit eight tonight. So, you know, we bring the best out in everybody sometimes. So, you know, charging pride. But, you know, they did a great job getting the ball to the corner. We didn't defend the corner as well as we needed to. And in our 1-2-2, that's something that teams haven't done very well, is get the ball corner and hit shots. And we just got a little bit slow on our rotations, and they took advantage of that and got some easy looks. And down the stretch, they made it interesting for sure.
You know, we talked about the pregame a little bit, but, you know, teams over the break, they either stay as they are, which means they're not getting any better, and it's a tough post-Christmas, but your team is improving, Coach. You've won four of the last five. You won four straight. Overall, what can you say about this crew? They just keep on winning.
Well, like you said, we found a way to win again. So they threw a junk defense at us in the third and fourth and, you know, made it hard for us, something we haven't seen before ever. You know, and our girls adjusted on the fly and found a way to win. You know, they made it close and made a run. We couldn't get the ball where we wanted to, and then Peyton McLaren stepped up and went on a big run herself. I think scored about seven straight points, and then free throw line tonight, I think we went 15 of 19. So when you make plays like that, and then we get rebounds down the stretch, you know, Lila Wiederstein battled down the stretch and made some big plays, got some rebounds for us, hit some big free throws. You know, everybody did what we needed them to do tonight to be able to get another team win.
Harlan Friday, Coach.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun matchup. You know, they've got two bigs, we've got two bigs. They've got a good guard, we got a good guard. We got good wings, they got good wings. It's going to be fun. They're playing good basketball. They beat Glenwood by 15 tonight. You know, so it's going to be fun to go up there. They're obviously a very good basketball team. You know, they're sitting, I think, 8-3 or 9-3. And, you know, their three losses are to Trainer and St. Albert twice, and no one's beating St. Albert right now the way they're playing. So, you know, they're 12-0 and number one in the state. So they don't have a bad loss. They're playing good basketball. We're playing good basketball. Something's got to give. So we're feeling pretty confident. We're going to play, you know, get ourselves ready and go up there and play some good basketball.
Big game of the Hawkeye Conference. Does that one count? We don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to go check my sheet. Off the top of my head, who knows? Our conference is wonky. So, you know, a big thing for us right now is just get to 1-0, whether it's conference or not. You know, they're probably going to be in our region. So, and the other side is just keep playing good basketball, getting ready for this home stretch run. Like you said, getting out of break, we want to keep getting better and better every night. Go battle, regardless of the outcome, we got to keep getting better, and that's the focus. You know, happy with the way we're playing, though.
Coach, coach. Great product on the floor. Congrats, another win. We'll see you Friday night.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tom.
Grant Vargas and head coach.